The last thing I wanted to ask you about as sort of a follow-up again to your presentation here is your current take on adjuvant endocrine therapy, particularly in postmenopausal patients. Can you talk about how you approach making that decision in a non-protocol setting?
Well, I've been very impressed by the results of ME17. I must say that to me, this is an indication that these hormone receptor positive breast cancer are extremely difficult to cure, that they are at risk of relapse 5, 7, 10, 12 years after diagnosis. On the other hand, we clearly have an increasing number of very active endocrine agents. So I'm biased. I think that the optimal therapy for these women in the future is going to be a very smart sequence of endocrine agents covering at least 10 years. I think it's because of this bias that I don't like the idea of giving an AI to everybody up front, because I don't know what to give after an AI, and I don't think an AI will cure all these women. So if you give this powerful drug up front for 5 years, I don't know what you are going to do after. Now, maybe you can give an AI for 10 years, but nobody knows that, and for sure our patients who are going to develop resistance to the drug. So in view of that, I tend to look at the profile of the tumor, and if I'm dealing with a highly endocrine responsive tumor, you know, where there is very little worry that there is going to be an early relapse on therapy, so a situation where the hormone receptors are very high, both ERPGR, proliferation genes are very low, so you need to ask your pathologist to do Ki-67. The grade is a grade 1. There is, of course, no HER2 overexpression. In this situation, I think there is a very low risk if you put a patient like that on tamoxifen for 2 years that she's going to relapse.
How about if that patient's node positive?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter because the nodal status is never going to influence the chance of response to the treatment.
Well, I guess my thinking would be if there's a slight decrease in response using tamoxifen, that's going to get magnified as the risk increases. Do you believe that in the first 2 or 3 years, you're going to see an excess risk of relapse in those patients with tamoxifen?
Well, you will. You see, you will have a few relapses. The question is whether in the long term, you will not save more women by this strategy. You see, so it might be that you will have a few early relapses. On the other hand, given that the switching is so effective and then allows you probably to go for a 7-8 year treatment period, you might recover these losses later. So the sequencing strategy in the long term might be more effective. Of course, it's pure speculation. Nobody knows. But I don't think it's so simple. You see, an AI for everybody up front, first of all, is expensive, cannot be afforded in many parts of the world. Second, might not be the best strategy for everyone.